Page 114. English.
Well, Professor Dai, Thusu is a Professor of International Communication and co-director of the India Media Centre at the University of Westminster here in London. He's also an expert on Hinglish, and we'll be hearing from him in a moment. First, though, let's have a little listen, shall we, to some examples of Hinglish.
We've seen demos on television. It's the Shiv Sena in India. Do you know, they actually aapko aur aamir ko the two idiots kaha hai for speaking out in favour of Pakistani cricket players.
We get a second chance when we're shooting a movie, you know. So cuts bhi hote hain, retakes bhi hote hain. Yahan pe to live hai, 18 minutes ki jo film ban rahi hai. There are no cuts, no retakes.
Professor Thusu, tell us, what is Hindi? Hinglish, I should say. What is Hinglish, in your opinion?
Hinglish is a hybridized language. It's a language which has emerged as a mixture of English, the language of international communication, and I should say commerce, and Hindi, the most widely used language in India.
And most of the clips that we showed there, the main language was Hindi,
yes.
The grammar was Hindi,
yes.
But there was an awful lot of English being peppered through it.
That's right. You can see the same kind of mixing taking place in other languages in India. For example, you know, Tamil and English. For example, Bengali and English. And indeed outside India too. It's a phenomena that is on the rise. And I think
why?
I think the mass media is absolutely central in promoting Hinglish. I would say particularly advertising, Hindi cinema, songs. You have examples of major multinational companies trying to sell their products in Hinglish. So Dil Mange More, for example, is a very famous advertising line.
Slogan, yes.
Slogan. What,
so that because it reaches bigger audiences, I guess.
It reaches an upwardly mobile urban Hinglish.
Which is cool then.
Hinglish is cool among the urban middle classes. And also, increasingly, it is reaching the diaspora.
Copyright BBC.